Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Gateway Rescue Mission, meeting the physical and spiritual needs of the homeless right here in Jackson, Mississippi. Check us out at www.gatewaymission.org.
The latest morning headlines and sports talk hosts that call it like they see it. Welcome to the People's Sports Talk Show. Contact the guys at 331-2508 on the Elite Realty text line. Now, here's today's edition of Mississippi Sports Today.
It is today, all day long, Tuesday, February 11th. Welcome in to the SurfPro Studio for this presentation of Mississippi Sports Today. Presented by Tupelo Coca-Cola and featuring our trio of Tuesday hosts. Very excited to have the OJD, Johnny Davis, back in the house with us. Morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Johnny wearing his Kendrick Lamar t-shirt today. He's obviously a huge fan. And also today, our Daytona 500 correspondent, who is sent to... have you checked the weather for Daytona later in the week? Brian Rigby, SurfPro Tupelo.
It's much better than here.
I bet.
Yeah.
Better be.
80.
You guys had rain last year, didn't you?
Yeah, we've had rain a lot.
It did rain
it out last year, and I think they raced on Monday.
Yeah, and so we'll be having our live reports from the infield at Daytona here, fresh off her Super Bowl victory Sunday in New Orleans. Stacey Rollins from Marvelous
Mouse. Good morning.
Traveling, already with a great Super Bowl insider experience you're going to share with us today.
That's right. We had a great time in NOLA watching the Super Bowl and experiencing that. And, we've got some good stories.
You really
some,
do.
Some things.
The video you sent us of you being on stage
with Colleen Wolf.
Colleen Wolf
from the NFL Network. That's right. She gave Mississippi Sports Talk Today a shout out for sure.
Oh, gosh. I didn't know we had the budget for that.
Well, you know.
that was great. And you also have an insider as to why the Chiefs may have struggled.
Well, so.
Okay, wait.
Okay.
Let's tease them.
Okay, let's tease.
Stacey's going to have that amazing story for us coming up. You joined the conversation today on the Elite Realty text line at 331-2508. Baseball is back. Brian was in cozy confines of the press box last night in Corinth for Tupelo Corinth, right?
You got most of that correct. We were down at third baseline. It was not cozy in Corinth. It was cool.
There was no press box.
And rain. It was a press box, but we were not invited.
Oh. Cold, rainy.
Yeah, it was drizzling rain, and it was cool and kind of windy. Winds blowing out to left, and Tupelo was able to put up some big numbers offensively last night and won 13-5. Struggled at times with pitching. That's kind of to be expected early in the year. But Coach Gann got his first win as a new Tupelo head coach.
Yeah, head coach. First win. Big. And you'll be with Dylan Hutton for a majority of these games this year on the Tupelo Athletic site.
Yeah, we've expanded the broadcast this year, which I'm excited about because – you know, you're kind of limited on home games. I think Tupelo only has 12 home games this year. And I think any road game that is 45 minutes or more in travel time, we will have an audio-only broadcast, and that's what we kicked off last night. Got a lot of great sponsors, and I really enjoyed doing the audio-only, just kind of going back to the
the old days.
Radio days.
Yeah, when me and Johnny radio was in black and white when we started.
That's great.
When's the next matchup?
The game tonight has been canceled.
I would imagine.
Possibly be made up on Friday. There's still a lot of unknowns about that, but the game against Lewisburg tonight has been postponed.
There'll be a lot of teams that are having to move things around.
Yeah.
They've got some much-needed rain coming in the next few days. All right. Say hello yet again on our Elite Realty text line, 331-2508. And we'll go off the top rope, of course, with our super takes from now that we've had a day or two to process here from the Super Bowl and the beatdown, as many of us thought the Eagles would win. Nobody was saying blowout, right? But the experience Stacey had. Now tell us your Travis Kelce story.
So my Travis Kelce story is the, well, my two sons were at the game. My husband and I kind of hung out around the hotel where the Kansas City Chiefs were because we were closest to that one. And they were supposed to leave at 2 o'clock. So Pat Mahomes, most of the team come out. They leave at 2. And there are still buses there. At 2:45, a BMW escorted by police flies by.
Police escort.
Pulls up to the Marriott. Travis Kelce gets out, as I showed you the video. He goes into the hotel. 2 minutes later, comes out with his jacket on, looking all nice, like he came out of the hotel and had stayed there the night. Gets on the bus.
All right.
5 minutes later, Andy Reid comes on, gets on the bus, and they leave at 3 o'clock, an hour after the rest of the team did.
Hmm. Looked a little disheveled in the video I saw, this Kelce fella.
Just a little bit.
With a boy band
haircut. The video that they show of him coming out of the hotel was 2 minutes after he was dropped off.
Ah. Late night. Did not spend the night in the hotel with the team.
No. Mm-mm.
And we have video proof.
Either that or he got up and left.
Got up early.
And came back.
Yeah, probably got beignet.
But did not leave with the majority of the team at 2 o'clock.
Once I saw his haircut, I knew it was over.
Yeah.
The Eagles win. You can't beat anybody with that hair. Freaking ridiculous. All right. Some love on the text line today. What a great story. We'll talk more with Stacey about her. LS Who? Hottie Toddy from Ricky in Aberdeen. Ricky, good morning to you, and thank you for saying hello. Worst game I ever seen by a matchup by Mahomes and KC. On the other hand, what about them number three Gators? Second time this year, took down number one Swamp. That was a big win, and Florida will be in Starkville tonight. We'll get to that in a moment. Another listener says, Jake from State Farm was last seen consoling one Patrick Mahomes and not sharing his chicken nuggets with Coach Andy Reid. I mean... Is there anything to this, guys, that I think the Chiefs were almost success fatigued in that, and especially with a celebrity sort of, you know, thing that had happened to not just Pat Mahomes, Travis, but others. Andy Reid's on a ton of commercials, you know, and I just sort of thought you kind of got to a level where you don't want it as bad as the other guys anymore. That makes sense.
It does make sense, and I can see a little bit of that. And for some skill position, that makes sense. Doesn't make a lot of sense for the offensive line.
No.
The offensive line play was
awful.
It was not good. Either that or Philly's defensive line was just, I mean, for lack of better words, they were upset.
Yeah.
They played with a chip on their shoulder, and they were destroying the Chiefs' offensive line.
Yeah, Mahomes, I noticed, saw some stats somewhere about through the year he'd had 2.75 seconds of time to release the ball, and he didn't average that long in this one.
No. I mean, as soon as it was snapped, it was like, hey, and it led to some picks.
And yeah, second interception was probably because that offensive lineman got driven back into him.
Into it. They were pushing him back. This Josh Sweat guy.
Yeah, he's bad.
I mean, just an unbelievable balanced effort. The kicking game with Jake Elliott.
Yeah.
4 for 4. Every time he kicked it, it'd be a penalty. Let's do it again.
Yeah.
Drill. And the pressure situation. That's a Memphis dude, too. Jake Elliott played at Memphis.
Yeah.
I was just looking, and as I was watching the game, I got to thinking, when you saw Patrick Mahomes under so much pressure, he was seeing a lot of pressure that a lot of other NFL quarterbacks see week in and week out. And so how good would Patrick Mahomes be on an average offensive line or behind an average offensive line?
Good point.
Yeah, forever in the NFL, quarterbacks have been either the recipient of that or the other side. I mean, from when Archie Manning went to the Saints further on, we had a lot of quarterbacks that could have been all MVP players and didn't have the line in front of them.
But I think that it really speaks to Philadelphia's defense, once again, that they were the team to be able to put that kind of pressure
Set
on Kansas
tone.
City's defensively.
Yeah, and if you would have said Jalen Hurts would lead the Eagles in rushing with 72 yards, and he would have the passing night that he absolutely dropped some just beautiful dimes, my friends. It was a thing of beauty. And someone just mentioned Hurts on the text line as being a humble guy that's all business, and I'm really proud for him to get that.
And I can tell you, the atmosphere there was about 70% to 30% Eagles versus Chiefs, and in the sense of the fans. So the feel of the entire weekend felt like it was heading towards Philadelphia with everything that was going on, which was kind of strange. And once again, Kansas City's been there, you know?
Yeah, and we as sports fans, we love to see people get built up so we can knock them back down, you know, and that's what happened to the Chiefs.
It did indeed.
There was a prop bet I saw prior to the game as I was watching the pregame and just looking through, scanning some on my phone. You know, there was an over-under of the biggest lead of the game. You know what it was?
Probably 10.
14 and a half points.
Wow.
Who would have ever thought that the lead would be over 14 and a half
I bet
points?
There weren't many overs on that bet.
No.
No, there are a lot of people that bet the under, though, I bet.
Yeah. And, you know, I thought the Chiefs, and I heard somebody say this, some announcer say this, not during the Super Bowl, but after the when they were talking about it. Chiefs, after they got down 10 to nothing and then that they scored that, the Eagles scored that next touchdown, they just sort of said, yeah, we'll just stay here. Y'all just keep on. You know, I mean, they didn't put up much resistance after that till those two cheap things at the end.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, who would have thought that they would have shut down? I mean, I think KC didn't get across the 50 in the first half. They had like 24 yards offense and finished with only 40-something rushing. And when you throw the interceptions, they could not stop Philadelphia.
No.
So it is what it is. Blowout win, but a good one. And it was, if you didn't hear, the most watched television event of all time. Apparently, a record 126 million watched or streamed the broadcast. I don't know if you saw a viral video, but we got to mention Chris Jones. And I'll tell you, they handled Chris Jones
masterfully.
They really did.
You know, kind of a non-factor in the game. But before the game, there's a video of Chris approaching President Trump. Yep. And the Secret Service sort of trying to keep him at distance, and he's trying to talk to Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Secret Service, you ain't got a chance.
You don't want none.
It looked weird how much bigger Chris Jones was than those guys. And Trump, who's like 6'3", got his attention, shook his hand, said, "This is the most American Super Bowl." Chris Jones said later, "I'm so proud to be a part of this, the most American Super Bowl we've ever had, and America is healing," he said.
Yeah.
So, great job, Chris Jones.
The Mississippi representation was great, with Jones and that deal. And then one of the Eagles players got high school jerseys for all of his fellow players from where they played high school. And Sirianni or whatever the Eagles coach is wore A.J. Brown's Starkville jersey to the press conference.
How about that?
15 awesome. Was the number on it.
How could you lose when you're doing stuff like that? All right. As we mentioned with Brian at the top of the show, baseball is back. Glad you guys had a great night last night. Maybe a little warmer for the next one, Brian. Yeah. We're going to get to Ole Miss and Mississippi State's weekend schedule. We do have tickets for State's opening homestand this weekend against Missouri. We're going to be telling you how you can win those tickets coming up. Last night, college basketball, Ole Miss women got a big win, taking down number 8, Kentucky, finally finishing 66-57. Rebels are now 7-4. Madison Scott was the difference for the Rebels, 22 points. 8-point second half deficit, and then the spurt. I love an 18-4 spurt, and they got it. And the Rebels now have, listen to this, guys, road games at Tennessee and LSU, in a home game with South Carolina in the final. 3 weeks left in the regular season. Hard to believe that. But a big win for the Rebels last night. SEC men tonight. Number one, Auburn, who remained number one in at least the Associated Press poll, at Vandy at 6. Number three, Florida Gators at Mississippi State at 6. 5:30, the airtime over on 95.9. Elijah Martin, the guard who did not play in their victory over Auburn, will play or is expected to tonight. And that ain't good news for the Bulldogs. But Mississippi State, another opportunity. Got the road win over the weekend. Here's an opportunity to, I mean, you, this is a golden opportunity for Mississippi State, guys.
Yeah, and it's probably a great time to catch Florida, you know, riding the high after beating Auburn. I don't think there's a better time that you would want to play Florida unless you're looking for a bunch of injuries.
Yeah.
But this is a great time to get the Gators.
Exactly. Ole Miss will play tomorrow night, and Ole Miss gets another winnable road trip as they'll take on South Carolina at 6 tomorrow night. The game will broadcast will begin, I should say, at 5:30. Ole Miss currently ranked 19th in the Associated Press poll, 23rd, I believe, in the coaches poll. Also, you talk about a good night to just, you know, pile up and watch some college basketball. Also at 6, number 5, Tennessee, at number 15, Kentucky. Whoa. Number 2, Alabama, just moved up in the rankings. By the way, Bama's number 1 in the coaches poll. They'll be at Texas tonight. Look out. Dangerous road trip. Sort of like what Brian was alluding to there. Nightcap tonight at 8, Georgia at number 8, Texas A&M. Also tomorrow night, we mentioned Ole Miss, South Carolina, Oklahoma at number 21, Missouri. How about that game over there, Kane? Oh, wow. Over the week, Texas A&M. Yeah. They ain't playing.
They're not.
No.
And I don't know if this is – it's been a long time since I've been this engaged with college basketball. And it's just because of the Southeastern Conference and the competitiveness you see in game in and game out. And I got a thing the other day. It's like, what is the life expectancy of a college basketball coach? Is it less than because it is so intense.
Yeah.
And the last 2 minutes of these ball games, I don't know how they can deal with them each and every week and multiple times a week of what they have to go through.
Yeah, that's a good point, Brian. You know, in addition to everything else they juggle, and their job expectancy, as we've learned with the Indiana vacancy that is now sort of topping the coaching news, and there's a number of names that have been put in that coaching search, including Tony Bennett, who left Virginia.
Not the singer,
no. And Tony Bennett left sort of same reasons Nick Saban left college football.
Yeah.
I don't want this NIL. I don't want this transfer. Now he's being said as one of the lead candidates for the Indiana job, and there are other guys in that mix as well. So let's just run down the AP Top 25. As we said, Auburn remained number one after slipping this weekend. Bama, number one in the coaches poll. In the AP, Bama's 2, Duke 3. Florida is tied with Duke. You don't see that a lot. For 3rd, and Tennessee 5th. And look at, boy, the coaches love the SEC, do they not? Look at.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bama 1st, Auburn 2nd. Number 3, Florida. Number 4, Tennessee. Number 5, Duke. Texas A&M at 8th in the AP, Kentucky 15th, Ole Miss 19th, Missouri 21, and State at 22. State, by the way, did not appear in the coaches' poll, and Ole Miss is 23rd in that poll.
I've seen some bracketology predictions that all 8 of the number one seeds in the tournament would be SEC.
Get out of here.
I don't think that's going to happen, but there are a lot of people that are predicting 13 teams to go out of the SEC to the tournament.
So right now, if you had to choose a national championship team, would you take the SEC or the field?
I'd take the SEC.
It's strong, and I'm waiting to see. And, Johnny, you've called a lot of basketball games. The SEC officials this year, they're letting them play.
Yep.
It is rough. It is tough. And I'm curious to see – what that will do when they get to other conferences, officials, and postseason play, what that will do to the game for the SEC teams.
Yeah, yeah. What a great question, too. At SEC versus field. It'd be hard to bet against them.
Man.
Auburn and Alabama will go at it this weekend.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about the chances of one of these teams being – You got to throw Tennessee in that mix also, and now Florida, looking like they are.
A&M is about as athletic as they come.
Yeah,
you can name 5-6 teams. Except, yeah, I could see them going deep,
yeah,
and possibly all the way. Yeah, great question. But if I had to bet on either of the Alabama teams, I think that's a pretty safe sprinkle.
Yeah,
way we look now. But Duke ain't no slouch. I tell you else. Is starting to get some attention. I watched him last night blow the doors off North Carolina. Johnny's phone, everyone. Sponsored by AT&T. Every time it rings in the show, Johnny gets a little something. Am I right?
That's right.
Apparently that's the case.
That was a text. They don't pay as much.
Gosh. Y'all leave Johnny alone. He's busy. And he knows not how to silence the phone.
It's playoff time in high school basketball. And y'all talking about Rigby going to Daytona and Stacy going to New Orleans. I'm going to Newsite.
We'll expect a live report. Yeah. Good for you. When's that?
Tonight.
Tonight. Johnny's in Newsite tonight. Where were we? Oh, Clemson. They got a team, guys.
Yeah.
And Brad Brunell is one of, if I'm not mistaken, he is the longest tenured coach in the ACC right now.
Really?
After the Florida State guy left.
Yeah.
And he is a playoff postseason machine.
Yeah.
He gets Clemson playing great at the right time. He is a Indiana native. He played at DePaul. Look for him to possibly be the next Indiana. Which, that job used to be one of the best in the country.
Oh, wow.
What Bob Knight built. And now, they remind me of Nebraska in football.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody wanted the head coaching job. Everybody was scared of him. Nobody, right?
Yeah.
All right. Got some transfer news for you. Before we head to break. Did you guys hear this? Jaden Kennedy transferring to Ole Miss to Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Kennedy played in the nickel position for the Rebels mostly. Had a pretty productive one season at Ole Miss, right, guys? 38 tackles, 21 solos, 11 passes defended. He was named the second team of the All-SEC. And he spent his first 2 years in Tulane. So 1 year of eligibility left, and he is going to Oregon. Apparently there's a payday waiting on him out there.
We'd think so.
Yeah. When we return, the collective conundrum. You guys heard the recent comments by Commissioner Greg Sankey on the condition of some of these collectives. I cannot wait to get your take on what's going on and the mess, which is also known as a conundrum, that is college football, particularly college football, but college sports as a whole, this NIL and transfer business. All right, take a quick break. Also, the walkout songs for the Mississippi State baseball players have been revealed.
Wow.
You are not going to believe some of these. You're going to love them. We'll have it for you next with Stacy Bryan and the OJD in the Serve Pro Studio back after this.
Looking for a deal on the best burger you've ever had? It's BOGO Mania at B-Dubs. On Mondays and Wednesdays, get one Buffalo Wild Wings burger and get one free. Tuesday is BOGO Traditional Wings. Buy one and get 50% off. And Thursday is BOGO Free Boneless. Buy one, get one free. Burgers Mondays and Wednesdays, Traditional Wings on Tuesday, and Boneless on Thursday. Hurry, it's a limited time offer. It's BOGO Mania, only at Buffalo Wild Wings in the Tupelo Commons.
Hottie Toddy.
Swung on, fly ball, right field. That's a jack. It's gone. Showers it. Right. Swing and a miss. He struck him out.
This is Old Miss Baseball.
Picks it up, bare hand, throws the first. He got him! He got him! I can't believe it!
Catch all the action right here on your home for Rebels Baseball.
Your Hottie Toddy Station, Super Talk 101.9. It's Bobby Bascom from Automedic. Bobby, when you say we speak the language, what does that mean?
Just that, Craig. We speak foreign imports language, specializing in BMW, Mercedes, Audi, Lexus.
You mean you speak BMW?
Wir sprechen Deutsch.
Gesundheit!
Translation? We speak German imports, and we're local, so there's no need to drive hours to your dealer. Automedic 3552 Jeff Homan Boulevard in Tupelo. Reach us at 844-9379. We speak the language at Automedic.
Hi, this is Brian Rigby, owner of ServPro of Tupelo. ServPro is the nation's leader in cleaning and restoration. But here at home, we're more than that. We're neighbors helping neighbors, friends taking care of friends. Whether it's storm, flood, or fire damage, our pros will make it like it never even happened. Our staff has over 150 years combined experience in residential and commercial projects. Visit ServPro.com or call 690-6502. ServPro of Tupelo, here in your community, here to help.
Featuring a different lineup of hosts every day and your comments on the Elite Realty text line. This is the People's Sports Talk Show. Now, back to more of Mississippi Sports Today on Super Talk 101.9.
Man, what a messy Tuesday. What a great Tuesday to be with you inside the ServPro Studios. Inside anywhere, really, but we're glad to have from ServPro, Brian Rigby here. Stacey Rollins, and a good friend, the OJD, Johnny Davis, who will be in Newsite tonight. How many games do you have tonight?
Just one.
Just one.
Girls last night, had one. Belmont and Aberdeen last night. That was a barn burner. It was 53-1 at the half.
53-1. Let me guess, Belmont ahead.
Yeah.
And bless their hearts.
Yeah. I've got Newsite and Jay-Z George tonight.
How do you call, how do you officiate at games? 53-1.
You stand still a lot, yeah. And Aberdeen didn't attempt but about three shots in the first half.
Right, do you expect tonight to be different?
Yeah, this 2-3 game tonight. That's what's happened to the playoffs, and they watered it down, the Active Association did, by taking four teams out of every division. Yeah. And four plays one, which is always a gimme, and two plays three, which is a pretty good ball game.
Yeah,
but that creates, out of seven divisions, 56 more games for 30% of the gate to go to the MHSAA.
You mean it's about money?
No.
I would have never guessed. Sort of like the expanded playoff. You got some lopsided, right, match mismatches and so forth. Feel free to say hi today on the Elite Realty text line. Gators by 20, easy tonight. Swamp.
Whew.
Easy. Pump the brakes. Happy sloppy Tuesday, gang. It's time for baseball. Hope the Rebels do better than projected. Alan saying hello today. You're right. We're going to get with Brian on that in just a bit. Commissioner Greg Sankey made comments the other day in an interview on another program. We can't get him on our program, but so we watch him on the other ones. Made remarks that some college football collectives are in default already for not fulfilling promises, not paying players. One of the most notable cases, not just football, Florida State basketball players suing their outgoing coach, Leonard Hamilton, as they allege promises made but not kept. They say they're owed $250,000 in NIL funds. Sankey, along with other commissioners, begging for federal government to help govern NIL nationally.
And they're doing such a good job with everything else.
Why not?
Why not?
Put Elon on it. Forensic accounting.
Yeah.
Show us where the money's going. Some of these collectives are making millions, Brian, and apparently not all of it is going to players. Are these guys taking salaries or driving Mercedes? What's going on?
Well, I think the person in charge of the collective obviously has a salary and being paid, and I think that the universities are now appointing someone that's being paid. I don't know that that's out of the collective. Typically, that's going to be out of the budget of the athletics department. But I think what is causing some of these defaults is you have the commitments. Like, I can give a commitment to give $1,000 to a collective. Doesn't mean I've given it yet. So that's my commitment. Now, you go out and you lay an egg like Florida State did this year, I'm out.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
And that money's already spent or promised.
It's already promised.
Yeah.
Because I promised it to you and you promised it to somebody else, and I don't feel like you've fulfilled your obligation of putting a product worth watching on the field, so I'm going to break my promise, and therefore you have to default.
Yeah, those commitments are a lot like these commitments from these athletes until you get a signature on a check.
Exactly.
You know.
And what's going on, Sankey also spoke for the federal sort of oversight of NIL because of what is happening in individual states and how they're using legislation to benefit their in-state programs, like Georgia. Why don't we just give you a tax break on your NIL earning, right? You don't have to pay taxes. You come play at Georgia. Yeah. On all that money? Any other student on campus working, making money? You pay taxes.
Well, and I think that's going to be correct in any state that has no income tax. It doesn't negate the federal income tax.
Yeah. All right. And there are a number of states that don't have that. And a number of businesses are paying NIL money and trying to write it off as a charitable donation or wiggle out of paying taxes on that. So that's being looked at. And there are a handful of states, I mean a lot of them, that are allowing NIL payments to high school players.
Yeah, there are very few that aren't. What, six?
Mississippi and Alabama are among six that are prohibited paying NIL. You see that coming?
Yeah, it's coming. And what's happening now is there's a bill in the legislature that's probably not going to make it out this year, but the states surrounding us have already done that. A lot of them is school choice. I talked to a guy that is in athletics in Arkansas in high school athletics that have passed a school choice bill. He said they got kids playing football at one school, basketball at one school, and baseball at another in 1 year.
Wow.
Crazy.
So NIL is going to go along with that really good.
Something's got to be done to govern this. And there's the House versus NCAA settlement scheduled for April, where a decision could be made to cap on how much schools can spend, and about $20 million is the number they're throwing around. It's still going to make it a conundrum.
Yeah, that $20 million is going to be like the school's going to be able to pay those
right. That
to their athletes, but they're going to have to spend that on the rifle team just a certain amount of it, just like they do the football team.
And I think that's where you have to get the money out of the collective into the university.
Yeah.
So it can be regulated.
Yeah.
The NCAA has no regulation over the collective, to my knowledge.
No.
No. That's the reason Sankey's screaming for the federal government to regulate it.
All right. We'll continue to monitor this. But, you know, for him to come out and say some of these collectives are default, I was like, why are we not surprised? What did we say early on when all of this came to be? Exactly. High school football splash hire. Starkville taking on John Carr to become their next head football coach after it's approved by the district, or I guess it was, on Friday. Carr's most recent position, Clinton, had a 4-6, not exactly a sparkling last couple of years, 4-6 just 1 year after the school finished 1-9, but they showed some improvement there. Apparently has a relationship with their new athletic director, Jay Hobson, that they go back a lot of years. Hobson was coaching at Southern. Carr was at Wichita Parish down there. So, but, you know, these power programs in high school are attractive head coaching jobs. Brian, we talk with one every week. These are hard jobs to get, and the schools are going out there just like a university and finding, you know, candidates, and they got a good hire with this guy.
Yeah, and Starville's just one of those programs that's just known for having great athletes come through the program. And so, and you know, Clinton is not. Yeah, Clinton has a star every once in a while, but, you know, the cupboard's pretty full in Starville and has been for years, so that's why it's attractive. You want to go coach really good athletes and come back and, you know, you don't have to really build that program up. You just have to take what was built there and just try to build on that, and it's much easier.
Great. And, you know, also, it's one of, it's just like with colleges. There's probably five jobs in the state of Mississippi that most every coach said, well, if that ever comes, Tupelo being among them.
Sure.
You know, so good to hear. Congratulations to the new head football coach at Starkville, John Carr. Mississippi State Bulldogs. Back-to-back home series, opening day set for Friday, I believe, 4 p.m. first pitch against Manhattan in a three-game series. Then the Bulldogs play a midweek at Southern and then return home to host Missouri State. I mentioned that we do have tickets for opening day and opening weekend down in Starkville. If you want to brave the weather and enjoy that, we're going to give them away a little later in the week. I did see on the Mississippi State baseball website, you'll get, we've been talking a lot about music lately, right, guys? The Bulldog Walkout playlist reveal, and all the players get to pick the song that they walk out to. Johnny's, of course, Old Elijah.
Yeah. You think Stone Simmons know who Frank Sinatra is?
Listen to some of these. Now, a lot of them are the young, you know, the music you would expect from people we've never heard of. Most of us have never heard of. Look at, let's look at some of these guys. Go over some of these with me, y'all.
Charlie Foster, Superstition by Stevie Wonder.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll get the crowd going.
Aforementioned Stone Simmons, My Way by Frank Sinatra.
That I don't get.
Not even. I did it my way.
You better listen to the coaching staff as
well. Yeah, yeah.
I would advise that, Stone.
Yeah.
Noah Sullivan, Freebird by Skinner.
I bet Noah has a mullet this year. I can't wait to Freebird to get him fired up.
Yeah.
Dane Burns coming out to another rocker.
Zeppelin.
Cashmere by Zeppelin. Garrick Fry. Hey. He may be the guy. He may be my favorite player so far.
Yeah, no kidding.
Like, Llamas don't let your babies
grow up to be cowboys.
Where in the world?
I got that on vinyl.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Yeah. Well, what's even more confusing about that is the spelling of his name.
Yes.
That was like John Smith, like Gehrig, G-E-H-R-I-G.
Like Lou Gehrig.
Fry. F-R-E-I.
Fry.
That's Fry. Not a name you would think with no. Willie and
no,
no, no, doesn't sound like a cowboy, does it?
I mean, everybody, pitchers and you know, position players have these. Wes Pritchard's coming out to play that funky music. That again, I love how some of the kids apparently were raised right. They were brought up on the good stuff.
Yeah. That's right,
like our kids, and they know.
Yeah.
No. By the way, no Kendrick Lamar was mentioned on the entire list. I checked.
That's a good thing.
No.
What strikes me is that Stone Simmons is the only one of those names that I have ever heard before. And that's that way with everybody's baseball team.
These were the ones that stuck out.
Yeah.
These weren't the run-of-the-mill, the current, you know, the hip-hop stuff and some of the stuff that's coming out now. That I don't know who that is, but, man. Jared at New Albany has checked in. When the LSU player slapped the ball out of Dre Davis' hand and the Rebels made a four-point play, I decided to keep watching. Veteran players for the Rebels stepped up. What a game that was.
Yeah.
Best game of the day.
It was crazy. 36 minutes of horrible basketball.
Yes.
Turnover
when
after
I mean
turnover.
Best, I meant most competitive.
Yeah, and getting out-rebounded and out-physicaled. And then all of a sudden, a, what, 13-0 run or 11-0 run at the end?
15-2 run
uh-huh.
at the end. And I told my son Briggs, we're watching the game,
yeah.
I said, it's over with.
Yeah.
It's over with. It's over with.
Look out. Here they come.
And then the next thing I know,
yeah,
the Rebels win.
It was like the A&M game with Ole Miss.
Yep.
Everything happened. I mean, every time LSU turned it over, and it just went crazy, man.
Here's another comment on the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes playing behind a mediocre line. They were that. The Eagles made them look that way, at any rate. Yeah, exactly. Thank you for saying hello on the Elite Realty text line, 331-2508. Ole Miss, I heard some folks already hit it out for Arlington for this road trip for the Rebels in the Shriners Classic. This is going to be great, guys. Juicy matchups include Arizona, Texas, Clemson. Rebels won't host their first series until Feb 18th versus Arkansas State. But, Brian, you and I talked about this a couple of times last week about, I mean, go big, man. Let's see what you made of. We're going to get a real indication here, aren't we?
Yeah, it's just kind of one like the college football games that you have, these big matchups, the first game of the year. And obviously Ole Miss will be tested well out of the gate. And I think that's what you want to see. And you want your team to face some adversity. Mm-hmm. And how do they react to it? And so this will be some great competition for Ole Miss. And it will be a great event to be at. As just a baseball Absolutely. Fan to be there and watch the highest caliber college baseball that there is, it will be an exciting watch for college baseball fans.
And if you're in Mississippi and you want to watch it, you're going to have to get a subscription to Flow Sports to watch it. And I think that my credit card still being having money taken out
getting
of it
tapped?
From 5 years ago on Flow Sports.
So careful with that.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You say, well, if I got to subscribe to it, it's $13 a month. I guess 3 years later, you spent $2,200 on something you don't even know. I was just looking at the forecast over the weekend in beautiful Dallas-Fort Worth area where my daughter lives. I hope she can maybe attend one of these games. Friday, sunshine, high 57. Saturday, maybe a little rain in the morning, but a high of 72. Sunday in Dallas, mostly clear, and a high of 48. So a little mixed bag, sort of like we get, a little mixed bag of weather there.
And they're playing inside.
And then, yeah. Well, yeah.
He's talking about walking back and forth
I'm just
forth
talking about,
stadium.
Just about what's going on in Dallas. Thank you, Johnny. That's important. Important information. Inside, the weather would be quite comfortable.
It's going to be 72 and beautiful inside.
Yeah. Major League Baseball spring training is actually beginning tomorrow, where the pitchers and catchers are set to report on the 12th. The first spring training game is set for the 20th of February. And we tried to catch up with Brandon Woodruff, but he left a little early. You know, obviously on the shelf all last year with the injury. Imagine he ready to get back to work.
Yeah, I talked to him a few minutes out at the country club a couple of weeks ago. He sure does look like he's ready to
Doesn't
go.
Doesn't he?
Wow. Man, you watch, we were talking about that Drew Belt, and I think somebody, I was out there anyway, and talked about him and some other guys, pro athletes that had been out there and watched them swing a club. You just tell amazing, just automatically, man, that guy's not one of us, you know.
The physical specimen.
Oh, my.
Right? Probably 125.
Yeah,
swing
the swing
speed. Yeah.
They may go, you know, 300 yards to the right, but.
It's just cool. His family and goes to the same church that I do, and it's just cool to see them at church. And,
yeah.
I think his newest baby, I don't know if it was a boy, was just baptized at church a couple of weeks ago. It's just cool to see his family and just see that side of somebody that has that position and that role in the MLB ball club.
Well, I hope he can stay healthy.
I do too.
And have a great year. And also, we'll be following along our Mississippi related players in the major leagues. It is going to be here before we know it. And last weekend, the Super Bowl in New Orleans. This Sunday, the Super Bowl in Daytona, where one Brian Rigby and our team of Mississippi Sports Today technicians, makeup artists, the whole thing. We spare no expense. Just like with sending Stacy to the Super Bowl, we spare no expense.
Bird, no.
Brian will bring his bird collection. And what do you look forward to most when you have these weekends in front of you?
Well, I think it's just kind of reconnecting with some friends that you only see once a year. I had some guys from St. Louis area calling me on Saturday and Sunday and want to know if we were coming, and they were already there. And,
good gracious.
So it's an exciting time to kind of reconnect, and parts of, you know, Pennsylvania and all over that you get to kind of reconnect and see these people once a year. And so it's fun, and it's just nothing. It never gets old to hear those engines fire up and see them come around the track for the first time. And it's just a lot of good fun.
And you, every year when we go down, we do our live remote with you, and You were just amazed, still to this day, at the enormity of that place and how big this event is.
Yeah, it's the infield is just, it's hard to explain until you've been there of how big it is. You can literally walk yourself to death. 2.5 mile track. Lake Lloyd there on the infield, I think, is around 35 acres, just the lake itself, and it's a small part of the infield. So it's hard to kind of wrap your mind around it until you see it. And then to the field, not only just to see the cars, to feel it. When you get close to the track, and you'll have races starting Wednesday night, the duels Thursday, trucks Friday, ARCA Saturday, Xfinity Saturday, and then mm-hmm. the big cars will run Sunday.
You guys going to go out and do the laps again?
I've done that one time. That's enough. That's enough. 151
all
time. If I ever go back, I will have some type of gloves on where my hands will. I can actually grip the steering wheel. They were sweating.
Wow.
Profusely.
Imagine that was fun. That was fun when you guys.
That entire town embraces that race. I've been there before, and just the feel of Daytona outside of the racetrack is all about that race. It's amazing to experience.
It is, and it's like you just experiencing with a Super Bowl. It is the Super Bowl of NASCAR, and it's unusual because it's the first event of the year.
Yeah. Yes.
And the amount of celebrities that are there, and to be able to go to the garages and see Michael Jordan down there, not counting Bubba Wallace, Charlie's favorite driver.
Don't count it.
Charlie Kenny's guy.
and there's some scuttlebutt, some rumors that the president's going to be there.
Oh, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Well, one of the most American things that gives me chill bumps to this day thinking about it was when President Trump came. It's been about 4 years ago, and they brought Air Force One over the infield and, like, buzzed the infield and then hit the juice, went back up, made this big banking turn, come back and lands at the airports right beside the speedway there, and then he comes in and he leads the cars around the pace car, and
he's got making an entrance figured out.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I remember you sent me the video of that.
Yeah, it was just chilling to watch.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of the car. What's the president rides in?
I know.
Yeah,
the first car.
That car.
Yeah.
Car
one.
It couldn't get on the track because of the weight of it. Couldn't handle the embankments.
Yeah.
So it had to be on the apron.
That's awesome. All right, let's go to another couple of texts. Clean up that before we do our history lessons here. Late tuning in. Did y'all see the Eagles head coach wearing AJ's high school jersey? We did. We spoke of that earlier in the show. Thanks for joining us. Lady Rebels game last night. Ole Miss 27 offensive rebounds. Kentucky 4. Wow.
Ooh.
Probably going to win with that, right, that margin. Did y'all know the Vardaman coaching job has been filled? Do y'all know if the Vardaman coaching job have not? Mailman saying he's getting wet today. Watch out for my Mets, Swamp says. Okay. Keep an eye. They're going to be good this year. The car is called the Beast, Alan says.
Beast. Yes.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. I saw it just in
the Beast.
The Beast.
Right?
Speaking of the Beast, I saw J.J. Hill in a baseball uniform last night.
He looked like a beast, didn't he?
Oh, my goodness. What a beast.
He's center fielder?
He's a left fielder.
Left.
Started left field last night. It was a great night.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, you talk about a guy with his potential in the sport that, you know, he's made a name for himself in, but he seems like one of those guys that years from now people go, you know, he was a really good baseball player in high school. You see that with a lot of pro athletes and great college players. They say, man, this kid could have played baseball.
You know, A.J. Brown got drafted out of high school in the MLB draft.
Yeah.
High. I mean.
It appears that J.J. just enjoys baseball. He doesn't take it quite as serious. Yeah. He just really feels.
That's the way to approach baseball.
Yeah.
No doubt.
It's fun. Have fun with it. All right, it's time to have fun with this date in sports history. The year was. Wait, Johnny.
Yep.
The year was.
1982. Ozzie Smith for Gary Templeton trade finally goes through after 2 months of negotiation.
I remember that. Gary Templeton was showing out.
Yeah.
And Ozzie not so much for the Padres, and the Cardinal fans were up in arms. What are you doing to our franchise? Well, Ozzie hung around for about 15 years.
Yeah, Templeton can do the backflip.
Now.
1990, 40th NBA All-Star Game. The East beats the West 130-113, and the most valuable player was Magic Johnson at 22 points.
Yep.
And sticking with the same year, in 1990, a huge upset. James Buster Douglas knocks out Mike Tyson in the 10th round in Tokyo for the heavyweight title.
I remember watching that vividly. It was like, man, Tyson's gone. Because every fight, Tyson wouldn't last a minute.
Yeah.
And everybody thought, this won't last long. Buster Douglas did not look in shape.
No, no.
And beat the tar out of Mike Tyson.
He looked like John Daly going on the golf course.
Beat the tar out of him.
2024 Super Bowl. What's that number, Brian? 58 is
last
the most,
year's, Johnny.
Is the most watched TV program in history, averaging 123.4 million viewers. Now that's broken.
That's broken.
Yeah. Chiefs win back to back.
Pat Mahomes was the MVP of last year's Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yep.
Minute to go. Before we leave you, let's run down our little programming schedule tomorrow on the show. The return of Franco. Hopefully he was under the weather when we were at ICC last Wednesday. And Bobby Bascom and Tom Maskell will join us in studio tomorrow. Thursday, our trio of Drew Dillard and Chad Cheddarman. And then Friday, we'll have the coach back, Coach Ty Harden, along with Brian and Will. And we'll have, of course, our broadcast live from B-Dubs. We had a great time this past Friday.
Mark Scott, who assigns a high school baseball official, sent me a text and said that they had officially scheduled Tupelo Lewisburg for 4-6 on Friday.
Perfect.
Nice. A little double dip?
Well, it's the JV and high school game.
Okay. Still two games.
Yeah.
All right. Guys, have a tremendous rest of your Tuesday. Thank you to our crew coming in today. Thank y'all for listening.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Find your new ride at Kia Macomb's all-new location at the corner of I-55 and Highway 98. Come find out why Macomb loves Kia Macomb at the corner of I-55 and Highway 98. Right on the corner, right on the price.